This year. They've struggled. I think the best years are still forward and still ahead of us. I also think it takes time. I talked to Coach Berenson quite a bit and look at his record, his first 3 years at Michigan, mm-hmm. and they were coming off some pretty good, or some decent teams, some decent records after that. You can look at Scott Sandlin at Duluth, his first 3 years. You just look around. It takes time. You have to hang in there. I feel good about where we're at. I feel good about the players we have on our team, our underclassmen. I really feel good about our recruits coming in. I think that one of the reasons I told people this, that this league is going to be tough. I tried to warn the fans, and I tried to warn our team how tough this league was going to be, and because they play good defense first. So we have to make some adjustments and learn how to play against some of the teams in the league and a little grittier in that. But overall, I'm just ecstatic about the program, other than we'd like a few more wins and we'd like to score more goals and that. But, you know, nobody said it was going to be easy, and it's never easy. And, you know, we have a chance to make home playoffs. You know, we're right there, you know. I mean, like I said, turn back a few years, you'd probably be, would have been ecstatic to have a chance still be in the home playoff race, and we're right there. So I feel really good about where we're at in the program, and like I said, our young guys are coming up and coming through. Our goaltenders, I can't wait to see when they're juniors and seniors. Like, I think that's one of the big things when the first years, Josh Robinson was a senior goalie,
right,
and he was really good, and we had really good leadership with Brett Olson on that team, and we're still trying to create that culture and create that leadership, and hopefully when you know, we get those young kids as seniors, that will be really ready to go. And we're not far off. You know, I mean, we were Michigan, and we're right there. I mean, I know we keep talking about those one-goal losses and being right there. The next step now, the first step is to get there, to be able to get, to have a chance to win every night, to give your team a chance and they feel they can win every game. That's the first step. Now, the second step is getting the talent there now that you can win those close games and get over the hump. That's the next step, and that's coming.
All right, next question is about the power play, Coach, and the offense in general. We're obviously way down on the power play rankings and the offensive. They're asking, if these numbers don't improve, is this team in danger of not making the playoffs?
Well, they have to improve. I wouldn't say we're in danger of not making the playoffs. We can survive without that. But I will say we'll help ensure you do get in. But I don't think we're in danger if we don't get it going. But it will really help our cause to move up in the standings, that's for sure. And like I said, we worked hard on it, and we've got an idea, and we've got a game plan to move forward with it and put our players in situations where they can have success. And that's it's like a puzzle. You got to put the right pieces in there, and sometimes you don't, you know, you have a system, but you don't have the right people to play that system.
Right,
so now
we
got to find a system that they can fit in and successful at. But like I said, it's like baking a cake. You know, if you have all the right ingredients, it makes it a lot easier than if you don't have the right ingredients. And at times, it seems like we just don't have all the right ingredients to bake that cake. But we're working with it, and we're I thought, like I said, this weekend we made a step forward, and we'll make another step forward this weekend.
Another power play question, Coach. Why do we have the guys that haven't scored much or maybe not been in the lineup much on the power play unit while your leading scorers are on the bench? I don't know that that's true, but
yeah, no, I think all our leading scorers are on the power play, so yeah. I don't know who they might be referring to. We got Alex Patan, David Johnston, Blake Pietl, Tanner Carroll, Ryan Fern, Shane Hanna. They're all on our power play, one or the other unit. So we sort of separated the units a little bit right now. So maybe they're referring, why don't we have them all together? I don't know. Maybe all your top five scores. But having said that, it doesn't always work that way, because there's got to be some. You know, they got to have some chemistry with each other on the power play, and we're trying to find that. Just like with your lines every night, you're trying to find some chemistry amongst some people. So, I've lost a lot of sleep over it, you know, so like I did last night, you know, and you just, I can put this player here, but then I need this guy to go there with him to compliment him, but we really don't have that guy. I need three of him, but we only have him. So where do we put, you know, our defenseman? Do we have a defenseman, like, you know, who can see, has the vision, has the shot, has the mobility, can make a good pass, you know? So you go through all these scenarios, and as we go forward in recruiting, we have to address a couple of those issues, because it seems like, you know, have you ever pulled out, like, so you pull out that puzzle from a long time ago on a rainy day and you're going to put it together and you can't find two pieces. And it's a little bit like that right now. We're just trying to find those pieces somewhere, and we'll get better. We'll get her going. It only takes one game or one week to get some have some success and get some confidence. And that's the hardest thing, is the confidence. You can't go out and buy that confidence to give your power play. You can't win it in a Cracker Jack model. You can't buy a lotto ticket and win confidence. You have to earn that and keep working at it. And over time, once you get a little bit of confidence, then it's like that snowball at the top of the hill, and it just, you start it down the hill and it's off and running. So we'll get there.
Next question. With so many new players coming in every year, how do you determine how much scholarship money players get?
Well, that's a good question. All teams, NCAA rules permit 18 full scholarships per team. So, you know, for us, we have, you know, 29 players on our roster, and we only have 18 scholarships. So, and we dress 21 players every night, and we play, you know, 19 guys. So, how that works is you can break those scholarships any way you want. You can have someone on books, you can have someone on tuition, you could have someone on books and tuition. So, you can really split those scholarships up. So, it's like having a salary cap like the NHL does. So you have so much money, and you have to adjust it and figure out how you can spend that and where to spend it to give yourself the best team possible.
Coach mentioned that the team hasn't totally adjusted to the new WCHA's grit and defensive style. Has this changed the way they've recruited a bit?
It has a little bit, yes. I mean, you still need your skill guys, but you have to find those skill guys who will get greasy. And I told our team a story about Yuri Hurdler, and who played for Detroit, Mike Babcock. You know, he said he's one of the most skilled guys we have on our team, but, you know, he doesn't like to go to those dirty areas, you know, those greasy games, when those tough games, you know, sometimes he doesn't show up. And, you know, so he was talking about that and working with them there. But we have to do that. We have to learn to play a certain style. And part of that's coming out of your comfort zone, too. You just can't play on the perimeter. You have to go to those tough areas where a defenseman's going to be whacking you or cross-checking you, or you might get hit with a puck or whatever. Because a lot of teams have guys back now. You don't see many two-on-ones or breakaways or three-on-twos even, because a lot of teams are very conscientious about having defensive players back. So then you got to get in the offensive zone, and now you got to find a way to get through the five guys in the offensive zone to get to the net and get scoring opportunities. So scoring opportunities are a luxury. But having said that, the question was, have you changed your philosophy a little bit in recruiting? And yes, you have. And when I was at Michigan, it was the same way, you know, because we played in the CCHA, but we'd go outside the league and have to play at Minnesota or Boston College, or, you know, they get up and down the ice. So you'd have to have a team that could grind it out, but at the same time, you had to have a team that could skate and have skill and play a finesse game. And that's what we're trying to get to here, that we can play either way. We can play any style against any team, whether we're going to Olympic sheet or we're going to a small rink like Ferris and have to grind it out.
Great questions, everybody. We appreciate it. Hey, if you want a fail-safe way to enjoy everything this year, just head over to your local retailer and pick up some ice-cold Coke Zero. See what they did there? Real Coke taste, zero calories. Two amazing things combined to make one super amazing thing. Enjoy real Coke taste and zero calories. Coke Zero. Thanks to Hancock Bottling. Well, Coach, if you want to just kind of a couple more words on the big weekend at Bowling Green. I mean, this is going to be a lot of fun going at these guys and trying to get 4 points out of them.
Well, it will be. I don't know what that emergency test was there, Dirk, or something. Are they just they tested me or something, making sure I'm okay?
It was a test.
It was a test. Good. Well, it's a big weekend. Like I said, every weekend now going forward is big. And we've been in playoff mode for a while now, so we'll be ready for these games. And the reason we scheduled those games against Michigan and Notre Dame and Duluth early was to be ready this time of year when you have to go on the road to play against a good team in their building and know what to expect. So it's a big weekend. The most important thing is that we play with that energy and that jump that we just did not seem to have this weekend. And I thought we were over ready to play. And like I said, sometimes that leaves you flat. But it's a big weekend as we move forward. And it'd be great to get some points, and then we have the five home games where we really have to make hay. So, but we'll be ready to play against a good team, and I like our matchup. I like how we match up against Bowling Green. So I think it's going to be a real entertaining series, and obviously a very important series for us.
Coach, have a great week of practice. We'll see you down in Bowling Green.
Yeah, thanks, Dirk, and I want to thank all the fans who came out. Great turnout this weekend.
Very good.